Hey, it's Ryder and Lisa coming up on the podcast today. A conversation about how rats are taking over the world and how that could be good for Alberta's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we dive into how far we've went to avoid people. So check out the show. But here's a little additional podcast-only content. I've been losing a lot of bets lately. I wanted to talk about that.
You're the most competitive person I've ever met, so that must be really hard for you.
It is.
Yeah.
I had one at the ranch golf course over the weekend. It was a battle of AM and FM radio hosts.
Who were you there with?
Ryan Jesperson. If you don't know him from radio, you probably know him from Oilers games. He's the t-shirt toss guy.
Did you guys talk shop the entire time or did you discuss other things?
Yeah, a little bit of other things, but mainly the radio business. We made fun of you a lot.
What?
Anyway, so I was like in a competitive zone already, right?
Okay.
I was well up on him playing a great game. And I was like, all right, I need to throw it down. I feel a birdie coming. And he's like, oh yeah, what if you get it? I was like, every one of you three takes me out for a round of golf if I hit a birdie. And what if you don't? I was like, I'll pay for the next round for all four of us.
Whoa, that's expensive.
Now listen, it was a short par five. I have a really long drive. And it was going straight that day. So
you were confident.
It felt really doable.
What happened?
I absolutely pipe one right up the middle. Like 290, 300 yards.
So in your mind, you're like guaranteed all of these losers are taking me out for a round of golf.
Yes.
Soon. Okay.
Yeah.
Then what?
I get up to my ball and I realize I'm only like 120 yards from the hole. And I'm like, whoa, how far did I hit that? It turns out it wasn't a par five. It was the toughest par four on the course. It's ranked the hardest hole on the course. And that's the one I decided to make this guaranteed birdie bet on. So now I have to get a three on this really challenging hole.
Do you think they knew the whole time?
Well, I think they thought I was really badass. They knew it was a par four and
did
a tough
one. Did you fess up? Were you like, all right, listen, boys, I thought.
Yes. But I couldn't. I was already like in position A to maybe pull out a birdie, so I couldn't take it back at that point. I would have looked like a huge coward, and they thought it was like the coolest bet ever that I did this. So I snipe one in there, probably 8 feet from the pin. Like beautiful shot, really good opportunity to hit my birdie, and then I miss my putt.
I hate when I hit birds on the golf course. Rest in peace.
No, come on. Anyway, I need some money.
If anyone listening right now works at a golf course, Ryder needs your help.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out on this podcast. I need a spot.
Four rounds? No, one round just with the four of you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's nothing.
It's about $400 at most courses, right? About $100 each.
Take them somewhere really cheap.
Yeah.
That would be the best. All right, boys.
Hop in the drive to Vermilion. They might have a very nice course in Vermilion. I just know the small towns are usually a little bit cheaper.
They probably don't have a superintendent.
I was trying
to. It's probably just someone that also works at the gas station that sometimes mows the lawn.
No, seriously, though, if somebody could please hook me up, I'd appreciate it. Thank you and enjoy the podcast.
This is the Ryder and Lisa Replay.
It is World Redhead Day. So you decided to put me to the test with some ginger trivia.
Yep.
It's true or false. Is that what we're going with?
That's correct.
So if I get it right, you'll hear this sound. And if I am incorrect, you'll hear this sound.
Sorry.
True or false? Amy Adams was born a redhead.
False.
That is correct. She was born blonde.
Knew that.
Next question. True or false? Being a man with red hair could mean a lower risk for prostate cancer.
That is actually false.
Wrong.
Sorry.
Men with naturally red hair were 54% less likely to develop prostate cancer compared to other men with blonde, brown, or black hair. Next question, true or false? KJ Apa, who portrays Archie on Netflix's Riverdale, is a natural redhead.
I believe that's false.
That is correct. He's a brunette. Which, really, why wouldn't they hire a natural redhead?
For Archie?
Come on.
The redhead of all redheads? Yeah, I agree.
Next question, true or false. Redheads don't need as much anesthesia as other hair colors when in the hospital.
We're going to go with true on that.
False. In fact, redheads actually require more.
They're harder to put down?
They're harder to, yes, than other hair colors. It's estimated that they actually need 20% more to prevent them from waking up mid-surgery. Wild, hey?
It is wild, right? Like, you look at how vulnerable they are in certain situations, like in the sun, and then this, they're like superhumans.
True or false? Are redheads going extinct?
True.
Wrong.
Sorry.
Despite many studies that pop up around the internet, they are fake. Redheads are not going extinct. Last question, true or false? Redheads are less likely to go gray.
That is actually true.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the pigment in red hair typically fades over time from red to blonde, but not necessarily ever gray.
Well,
That was really informative.
Yeah, I thought so too. If there are any redheads listening that would like a shout out, get at us. It's probably been my favorite rap track of 2020. I've listened to it quite a bit, and now you're trying to wreck it. It's YBN Cordae's RNP. It's a really tough song to remember. There's so many letters in it.
Yeah.
That even still, I search for it sometimes, and I'm like, there's a Y, there's an M.
So, Ryder's blasting this song, enjoying himself, and I'm like, wait a minute. I know this melody. This is a complete ripoff of the Goosebumps theme song from the 90s.
Okay, so I'm going to play the Goosebumps theme song first.
And you're not convinced.
No, I don't.
Okay, I need people on my side here because it's driving me nuts that Ryder's like, they don't sound the same at all.
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so here's Goosebumps theme. You'll remember this.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Love it. Brings me back.
Now I've just grabbed the end of RNP. That's the name of the song. And we'll see what you think.
Hear me out. Why would I randomly just think of the Goosebumps theme song for no reason? Yeah. I'm not making this up. They sound the exact same, and it's bugging me that you're like, no, he would never rip off any melody. He's iconic. No. So say, if I were to Shazam your rap song, it would be like R.L. Stine would pop up.
Oh, great.
I need some support.
Great, more letters. R.L., YBN, R.M.P., 780-784-7107. Can you see what Lisa's saying? Are you on my side? That it's a bit of a stretch.
We just found out that the Queen once hid in a bush because there was a Romanian leader who was giving a state visit and she didn't want to chat.
Mm.
So it just got us laughing and thinking about times where we have done whatever it takes to avoid people when you see them. So let us know your situation. We got Shane on the phone. What happened?
So I avoided my ex by trying to throw a chair at a window in a bar, but the chair definitely bounced back and hit me. So it was just a very wonderful, awkward moment in the old bar in Stony Plain.
Do you think if you would have thrown the chair harder, you would have been able to successfully get it? Or was it like one of those?
Oh, no. I tried throwing the chair again and it bounced back again and hit me in the ankle. It was so much fun.
It sounds like that may have been booze fueled as well, that decision.
I will not confirm or deny that actually happening.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Lisa, you tried to avoid an oiler once.
Yes. So I got a message on Facebook from an oiler who said, why would you tweet that about me? Because I wrote a joke about him on Twitter.
And you're allowed to say who it is. He doesn't play for us anymore.
Okay. It was Taylor Hall. And I kind of made fun of him on Twitter. I didn't think he would care or even see it. He did.
he added me on Facebook, messaged me, kind of reamed me out saying, why would you bully me? And I genuinely did feel bad. I was like, this guy has feelings. That's so rude of me to write that. It will never happen again. Literally the next night, it's a Sunday night, industry night at Hudson's on White Ave. And like the Oilers love industry night, loved Sunday nights at
Hudson's. Taylor Hall was at a bar?
Can you believe it? I've never met this guy in my life, ever. I walk through the doors. It was St. Patrick's Day. The first person I see, we make eye contact, is Taylor Hall. It's the busiest bar in the city that night. So I'm trying my best to avoid him and get through the crowd to the other side of the bar. And he's following me, corners me, reams me out again. And the whole time I can't take this guy seriously because his lips are green.
And they're very big.
He was drinking green beer all night. I tried to avoid him. I couldn't. Anyway, we made up.
The Incredible Hulk was attacking you.
Yeah, that's true.
780-784-7107. Keep these stories rolling in. We'll do one more round, including my very embarrassing story.
I love it. I love that it was at Rum Jungle. Like, what a throwback.
It was the longest walk of shame of my life. That's coming up next. Mine was on a pub crawl at West End. And we were at the country bar, whatever that was. And then we skipped over to Rum Jungle. And in between, I had met a young lady. This is years ago. And we ended up making out pretty heavy in the parking lot. Real cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the pigeons.
And then we go in and I realize all my friends are still at the country bar, not at Rum Jungle yet. Was it Nashville? I don't know.
I was like underage when Rum Jungle was around.
So I wanted to ditch this chick to go back and hang out with my buddies. I had drove from, you know, 3 hours away to come and party with my friends.
So you were over her?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so I just went into the bathroom. She went into the bathroom, separate bathroom. And then I turned around and came out and just ran down that hallway at Rum Jungle.
Which apparently was a very long hallway.
Oh, yeah. It was like a 200 meter dash. I get back and hang out with my buddies. An hour and a half later, probably, we go back to Rum Jungle. She's still waiting outside the bathroom.
No, she's not.
And she storms towards me with like hatred in her eyes for wasting her time, right? And I didn't know what to say. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. So I just told her that I wasn't interested in women and that I tried it with her in the parking lot, but it just isn't my thing.
Did it work? Did she?
Yeah, she wasn't mad at all. She was like, wow, well, thanks for trying.
Right. See, now we're discussing extreme measures that you've gone to avoid someone, and that is a prime example.
Yeah, it turns out she was from like Lloyd, where it was close to my hometown. And every time I went to the bar in Lloyd, her and all her friends were like whispering in their ear. Yeah, so I didn't work.
Rumors.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I started my own rumors.
I went on a date with this guy once, and I met him at a truck stop, so maybe that was my first mistake.
I mean, you are a truck driver, so that's okay.
Yeah, but I wasn't then.
Oh, okay.
So he takes me out for dinner, and they just brought us our drinks, and he reaches across the table, grabs my hand, and he's like, you are the girl I want to marry. I want to write my name in your heart. And I'm like, what?
So how did you avoid him?
Okay. So then after that, I got my friend to call me and say there was an emergency. I went home and he called me like 25 times and left me like 20 voicemails. And so I answered the phone and I pretended to be a guy. And I was like, dude, what do you want with my girlfriend? And he's like, she's my wife. But I was like, look, dude, if you call me again, I'm calling the cops.
Whoa.
Okay, well, your dude voice is like
too good.
It's perfect.
It looks like 19 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. Over 3,000 tests were done yesterday as well. I just think those numbers are wild.
Mm-hmm.
How low they are, how many come back negative.
Yeah, keep up the great work, everyone.
An interesting article is trending about how a four-day work week could help rebuild Canada's economy post-COVID while keeping distance in mind. With less people in the workplace at one time, this could lead to more shift work, things like that. It'll be interesting to see. A lot of people sound pretty excited about it, but that's probably because they think they'll be working like Monday to Thursday.
That'd be the best.
Right?
I mean, it's probably not going to be the case
for
everyone, but man, imagine. J.K. Rowling is trending. She tweeted 1 hour ago, and of course it's gone viral because she has the biggest, best fans. And she said, I have a small announcement. How humble of her. But before I get started, I want to let you know that this is not a Harry Potter spinoff. She has a brand new fairy tale called The Ichabog. It's going to be a standalone book. Again, not related in any way to Harry Potter, and all of the proceeds will go to organizations affected by COVID-19.
After she said it has nothing to do with Harry Potter, she wrote JK. So I'm not sure if she was telling the truth or just signing her name.
Play 107. You got to show me.
Thank you for checking out the show. Time for Recommend Something. What are you really into lately that you'd like to share?
Just started binge watching Selling Sunset. I'm probably behind on this trend, but it is so good. It's like the adult version of Laguna Beach, which I also crushed years ago. The Hills, all of that. And it's these LA-based real estate agents. It is dramatic. And it shows these multi-million dollar homes, the way that they advertise them and display them in the show. It's so good.
You know what I like about it? I feel like it has vibes of like the Real Housewives shows, but instead of just like sitting at home, all of the women in the show are like grinding.
They are working their butts off to sell these homes. And it shows like how much each home is worth and what their commission is if they sell it. So you're rooting for them to sell these homes. Oh, it's so good.
All right. And what's it called again?
Selling Sunset. It's on Netflix. There's two seasons, so highly recommend it. And again, I'm probably behind on this. There's probably people listening that are like, yeah, Lisa, get with the program.
We have a text here from Anonymous that says, think about looking up Go Clean Co. on Instagram. It's an account that's Go Clean Co. Their videos are so satisfying to watch.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote saying, like, do they sell products or are they just showing you how to use what you already have at home? And they wrote saying it's a cleaning hacks and tips Instagram account. So they'll show you how to clean things that are really difficult and which products to use.
Janice recommends becoming a vegan for today's Recommend Something. And Ashley says White Lines on Netflix.
I heard
really
that that's good. Addictingly good, she says.
My Recommend Something is finding a life party captain. So I got a buddy named Craig who is a teacher and he's just really good at the internet. So he set up like this Survivor game on Zoom. So we just got drafted to teams yesterday and had our first competition. And then the other team lost and had to vote out one of their players.
Oh, what? That is so intense.
Then we have another meeting at 8 p.m. on Thursday for the next round of games. And like we all threw in $10, $180 for the winner, 18 competitors. It's just so fun.
So what's an example of a competition? Like what was your first competition yesterday on Zoom?
So Team Green versus Team Blue. Team Green has now changed their name to Boat Gas. That's my team. And Boat Gas had to do flip cup.
Okay.
All the way down the line.
Like
all nine players.
Each taking turns on their camera.
Exactly. And then had to quarter bounce into the cup on the way back. And then they counted the time. And then Team Blue tried. And anyway.
That's so fun.
Yeah. It's just fun having somebody that knows the internet well enough to put something like that together. Mm-hmm. So that's my Recommend Something. Find a life party captain.
I love talking about rodents. But before we get into rats, happy birthday to Tina.
Strange transition.
Kelly wants you to know that he loves her and can't wait to celebrate with you tonight. So happy birthday, Tina, and thanks for listening. Have a great day.
He said with tongue kissing. That's how
lots
he wants
of
to
tongue kissing.
Yeah.
Okay, so rats are trending. Not here, thankfully, but apparently they're getting really aggressive in the States as they're becoming desperate for food outside of restaurants and grocery stores. They hungry.
Yeah, and moving in packs now. There's been like
rat
gang wars.
Do me a favor. You might regret it, but Google Rat King.
No, don't do it.
It's when they all put their tails together and it's so gross.
As a rat-free province, though, this is what our economy needs. Let me explain.
What do you mean? We need rats here?
No. We won't have rats here. So all of a sudden people will be like, where are we going on vacation? Alberta. Where do we want to move?
Pump that money back in.
And pay our taxes. Alberta.
Wait, do we want people coming here? Are they wearing masks?
I mean, eventually we do.
Okay.
So anyway, I want to see if I can help actually add to the problem elsewhere. So we're going to call a grocery store in Winnipeg. They have rats.
Delhi Department, Kathy speaking.
Oh, pretty good. Thanks, you. Good. I'm just wondering if I order a cheese platter, if you would put it outside for me.
A cheese platter and put it outside?
Yeah.
No. You'd have to come in the store and get it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye for now.
Bye.
All right, so that didn't work. Back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Those Facebook memories are a fun reminder of things of the past. Sometimes they pop up with things we've posted in the past as well.
Not always fun.
No, this one
is just cringeworthy sometimes.
Right. This one's good, though. So this is a memory from this time last year where RJ, who's been a regular caller on the show, I mean, he's been calling me since my Saskatoon days, so like 12, 13 years.
Wow.
And he's really good at talking and not quite good at, like,
listening,
letting us talk. It almost, he treats us like an answering machine, which is okay.
Yeah, we love hearing from him, but then we have to jump on air and it's like he doesn't hear us. So he just keeps talking and we have to hang up on him all the time.
So that's what this memory is us deciding to just have a conversation amongst ourselves while he was talking.
So every day right now, or all day today, should be just a shaggy day. Like,
all right, he can't hear us.
Yeah, you guys should definitely.
So, how was your weekend? You got to hang out with some of your old buddies?
Yeah, like guys I grew up with. Wow. I've known since I was like 2 years old. It was just so refreshing.
That's so wonderful. What'd you cook for them?
Ribs.
Really good?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, Maddie Matheson, who does like the Supper Time show, has like the best recipe for ribs. So, kind of mimic that.
That's awesome.
All right, should we see if RJ's still talking? Or?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
You bring me shelter from the rain. You breathe life in me again. Yeah, it's a good song.
Solid memory.
Ryder and Lisa, play 107.